Now, the rest of the story. It was the youngsters with whom he wandered the West Side Manhattan streets who first called him Jack, so he began calling himself Jack. Stickball and Potsy were the two most popular games in his neighborhood. Jack did more watching than playing. He never quite kept up with the other children. The boy's physical frailty concerned his father, so much so that when Jack was 10, it was announced that he was being sent to a summer camp in Vermont. Perhaps the fresh air and vigorous atmosphere would do him some good. But this is the rest of the story. Jack's first night away from home was a lonely night. He didn't miss his parents exactly. He merely missed them being nearby. Everything out there by Harvey Lake was so quiet compared to the city. And yet it was an imperfect stillness invaded by the cacophonous drone of a million insects. And the next day, Jack really had something to worry about. For the recreational emphasis at this particular camp was on horseback riding, and Jack was just plain terrified of horses. He was so scared that whenever it was time to saddle up, he'd run and hide. In fact, every time the counselors brought the horses out of their stable, Jack ran off and sometimes went paddling in the clear, cool waters of Harvey Lake. Almost a week passed. Finally, the camp director had had enough. As long as Jack refused to ride with the other boys, he would simply have to stay behind and do chores. Now listen carefully to this next few seconds. There was a lot of debris on the bottom of Harvey Lake. There was debris on the bottom of the lake, directly below the diving board. If allowed to accumulate further, it would prove hazardous. So Jack was to go down there and remove this lake bottom junk resting 12 feet beneath the water's surface. The boy asked how. The camp director said Jack would have to swim down there and retrieve the litter by hand. Well, anything was better than dealing with those fearsome horses. So Jack went down to the lake. He waded in waist high. Then, holding a deep breath, he made his first wide-eyed visit to the silent underwater world. And that was the beginning of a love affair that would last a lifetime. September 1981. You may have read or heard that neighbors were considering a hydroelectric plant right there on the only tributary to that lake until some fella came to town and he pledged $13,500 toward the protection of those waters. Well, that was Harvey Lake. And that fellow who came to the rescue was fondly recalling his first underwater swim. That's right, it was Jack. He's all grown up now. And yet it all began with a fear of riding horses for a little boy whose friends called him Jack, who then got hooked on diving at 12 feet and one day plunged 4.5 miles. The inventor of the Aqualung, the incomparable undersea explorer you know as Jacques Cousteau. Only now you know the rest of the story.